Some of it you gon' like. Some of it you gon' like. Anyway, I'm tired of hearing fools complaining in the barber chairs and music.
That is true, brother. True.
If you're not listening to the truth, brother, the truth ain't changing. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. We're back again, and we are here to do it. It's Truth Brothers time. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, and I'm attempting to log into the chat room for your questions and comments on tonight's subject.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
All right.
Well, hey, so. Yeah, how was everybody's week? All the way up to 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just been,
oh, really?
God.
Really? Got the joke.
God. Hey, can we say that?
Yeah.
You can say damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, it never stops, man. It's just consistency.
Yeah.
Of like, puckery.
Yeah, like being just, you ever had dinner of drywall? That's what it just been served.
Drywall.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Just chalky here.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Drywall tastes like bad life.
Yeah.
You ever
right.
had bad life? I'm there.
Oh, okay.
Just saying our week wasn't up to snuff.
I'm
sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad week.
Hopefully I get to enjoy myself Friday and go see Iron Man. I'm a
Yeah, Tony.
Tony always
Tony three.
Yeah, Tony makes you always want to do things with your life. So
yeah,
we call it stalking.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Matter of fact,
Wayne.
Yeah. Hey, best thing I did this weekend. Yeah, I dusted off the vet and broke it out and got it ready. So
for real.
Yeah.
In your face, huh?
A little bit of stalking.
A little bit in your face.
Yeah.
You put your finger there, huh?
No.
That's what you have with the listeners. This is the one to hear about.
No one over here.
Yeah, you know, I just happened to just pull out a vet that I found. Well, now I found it. I just happened to land in my lap
garage.
And be like
my
that sometimes.
Really? That's what
that's how it came off, man.
Sorry.
Just,
okay.
With your happy year, I just had to get new tires on my 38 because, you know, the old tires. Yes, that's just, you know what that is? That's old money. That's what that is. You ever heard, I'm sure we all know that terminology of old money.
Yeah, usually don't apply to dogs, but okay.
Well,
old dog? Johnson & Johnson. That Afro Sheen money. That's
Johnson
money.
Johnson and Johnson.
Jet.
Look, you're confusing the two.
That's jet money.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Negro spiritual money. Keep
that
your
king
sleep.
Money.
Yeah, that,
that
Oprah,
king
y'all
money.
Oprah, y'all
that ain't old money, though.
You got
that's
that
not old.
Clan,
right.
Money.
Right. All right. So how was your week, Candace?
You know, it was pretty good. Except I got a barbecue grill from a very special person.
All right.
Yes.
Who got you?
I put it together. And
by yourself?
I did.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, y'all can see my hands right now. They are bent at a 90-degree angle both of each side.
And can I say I am not the fix-it person at all?
You know what?
I'm not handy like that.
Take it to Lowe's. Take it to Lowe's.
Take it to Lowe's.
Lowe's will put it together for you. Well, isn't that Lowe's that got
Lowe's.
The whatever?
It took about 2 hours, but you know,
a little price.
I
we'll fix it.
Yeah.
So I am marinating some jerk chicken.
Uh oh.
On the grill tomorrow.
Keep your pants up, because we got people that like to hit a jerk and just pull their pants down for no reason.
There you go.
Oh.
I saw their people the other day. Just say that, but anyway.
Oh, just
yeah. Okay. Who we hollering at? So we can put this like right off the rails. Who are we hollering at?
What's I'll tell that story later. All right, real quick, shout out to my little nephew. Had his first baseball game this week. It's the cutest thing, man. So shout out to my little nephew, TJ. Had his first little T-ball game this weekend. Richard Park White Sox. He ain't the Cubs, man.
No way.
Let me take that in.
He could have been a Cub.
He could have been. Or a National. Don't know what that do for us, but whatever. So shout out to him. Shout out to my people, Sade Walton, Corey Patterson, Martez Henderson, Marvin Branson, my family members, my aunties, everybody. Got to say shout out to them. Right, nobody. But anyway. And shout out to my this weekend, last Friday, y'all. I taught my first Zumba class. So, I'm in the teach Zumba now.
Yeah, I like that little clap.
That was kind of
that
small.
Was
like,
cool.
We need a slow clap.
Yeah, we need that, right?
Like,
Zumba, since when? You didn't tell me you were teaching Zumba.
Yeah. Actually, I've been doing it for quite some time. I don't really like to put that out there. It's like a dude telling you he do ballet.
No, it isn't. That's my
That's style. What it's like to me. But, no, I've been doing it for quite some time. I was offered
really?
The opportunity to teach it, so I took full advantage of it, and every Friday. So I
really?
Teach you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all can come down, join,
yeah,
and get it.
I have. Life goes another way.
Well, that's Zumba. That's it. You want to hear my Zumba coach voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to demonstrate some Zumba moves, and I'll tell you, yeah.
Well, no, congratulations.
I don't want to go. Keep your butts tight. I don't want to
No.
Keep your butts tight.
I mean, it
only
together.
I just want to tone up my shape, you know?
Yeah, that's what it's for. It's really for cardio and toning.
Walking through the class, putting golf balls on their behinds. Yeah, keep it tight.
That's
keep it tight.
I mean, dude, the funniest thing, though, man, this week. And, and before we go any deeper, man, our second hour conversation should be a doozy. Everybody should get in this. It's about what to cheat, why not cheat, all these other questions we're going to ask. But we're going to definitely get into that. But, so I'm teaching a class, right? And it's a bunch of lovely ladies that I'm teaching, right? Most of them are upper in the age bracket. And it just so happened that one of them decides, all right, she's a smoker. But I'm gonna tell, I told everybody before we started, if you smoke, it's a good chance you might pass out. Not pass out as in, oh God, but you're gonna need a break, which is cool because it's cardio. It's gonna burn you out real fast. So
right.
She winds up. Now it went from moves that you're supposed to get off the ground. So she said, F it, I'm going to just start tapping my foot because there's no need for me to jump anymore. It was just, it's total fun, and I'm encouraging everybody under my voice. It's free for y'all to come in and do Zumba with us. So feel free to get down. And
hey, maybe in a couple of weeks, you know, I'm having surgery in next week. So after all of that, maybe.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll
check it out.
I'll save a place for you.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Too.
Nice.
Now, this, I can't be nice in there, though. So if I get to yelling at you, you can't take it personal. Get your ass up! If I hear that, I don't want to.
That's all right. I'll take care of you next week.
There you go.
When Granny got the tapping her feet, did you kick her?
Oh, dude. I went back there and lift her off the ground. We don't play this here, Granny. You go jump. Get this young man off me. Yeah. I got hit with that. So, whatever.
Don't laugh.
All right. No, let's do it, y'all. This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth. With your terrible life of slave and bond.
This is given to you by 3/5 Bank, the bank for colors. Now with front door entry.
There you go. And Captain James T. Kirk's new book, Captain, It Ain't All Warp Speed and Green Bitches, at all rollbacks and bookstores. That book is doing well.
How come you say that, but I can't cut?
Because you'll give a whole show. You'll give a whole show. This is the sailor hour.
Well, I'm trying to sometimes I just got to say it the way I'm feeling it. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, Clark. Y'all got to let me get through this real quick. Check this out. Talk about crazy. Dad spikes cookies with meth and gave them to his kids so that his wife would fail a drug test and lose custody.
That is...
I want them back.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Wow.
Go
ingenuity. You got to give him points for originality.
Hey, he hit it first.
Hey, read that title one more again.
Dad spiked cookies with meth and gave them to his kids so that his wife would fail a drug test and lose custody. A Des Moines man accused of spiking cookies with meth in an effort to discredit his wife has been charged with perjury. Filing charges Friday, King County prosecutors contend Chad M. Holm gave his cracked up cookies.
And that's what he called them.
Gave the cracked up cookies to his 5 and 7 year old son before forging a drug test result to obscure his own meth use. Both children subsequently tested positive for meth. Holm, 37, and the woman have been married and using meth together for several years before they split up in April of last year.
As a couple.
A Des Moines detective told the court. Since then, they've been fighting over access to their children who were placed with Holm while his ex-wife underwent voluntary drug treatment. The children's mother had been cleared for nearly a year in September of last year, when she had failed a drug test. Concerned about the positive result, the woman recalled a pair of unappetizing cookies she eaten before the children the day before.
Hey, mommy, here's our cookie.
Dad made them. According to the charging papers, the woman and the court-appointed monitor picked up the children at Holm's home that day.
Oh, you've got cookies on the table.
Think I'll give me a bite. Don't eat them cookies. That's for me, man. He proposed to do while he was scratching those cookies for me, man. their seven-year-old son bought two pink frosted cookies that Holm made for his ex. The woman of the five-year-old son spit one cookie, which they were unable to eat because it, quote, tasted terrible. It tastes like drugs, mama. This tastes like booger sugar. On a subsequent drug test, the five-year-old tested positive for meth. The Moe detectives continued. The woman suspected Holm or his girlfriend were trying to sabotage the perfect drug test record before an upcoming child custody trial. Lab tests on leftover frosting confirmed the presence of meth on the cookie. The Des Moines detective continued. Both children were tested positive for meth. Confronted by police, Holm denied spiking the cookies with meth, according to charging papers. He also denied using or possessing meth and tried to explain away he recently failed the drug test. Yeah.
You big dummy.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I failed the drug test is I had some of them cookies too, but I didn't make them.
So they
kids
tested everybody, right? They tested
him, the kids, the mother, and I don't know if they tested the dude, Holm's girlfriend.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
Wow.
Look, them cookies
so
looked so good on that plate.
Did they
go
into that or no?
They actually didn't. They didn't go too deep into it. They just said no one has been charged in the apparent drugging of the young boys. And they're still in the dad's custody. The dad ain't even in jail.
The batter looks so good, and you can't help but to just taste
it.
Can't
help it. That's the Cookie Monster because my Cookie Monster's tummy hurt.
Okay. Okay.
Cookie Monster.
And gave it to the what was the youngest baby?
Five.
Gave it to the here. Give it to the 5-year-old.
Now they been walking around.
Why is
good?
Why do these cookies taste like a habit?
Why do these cookies taste like your dresser? Why is Bugs Bunny coming out of the wall?
Good grief. Great time, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Terrible Truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Radio. We're back, and in the second hour, we will be talking about to cheat or not to cheat.
One of the best.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I thought I was waiting for another punchline to come out.
Anyway, all right, here you go. Don't play with my damn chicken.
All right. Well, we know
with my damn chicken. Father and son flash AK-47 at drive-thru.
Yep.
Not playing.
This is Roscoe and Wendell who?
Right. The duo are accused of showing off an AK-47 type weapon when they didn't get everything they ordered at the drive-thru. I love the gravy, the biscuits, and the chicken, said.
don't leave one of them out.
LaToya McGraw,
yep.
A Millington resident. I love their gizzard, said Harvey Smith.
And
there's only one franchise I know that will slip you some gizzards.
Harold's
and churches.
Browns got good?
Browns do too, yeah.
I don't like Browns.
And Harvey Smith while at the drive-thru.
Wow.
I like the way they steam it. And apparently the chicken wings are good. Father and son couldn't do without them. Oh, God, they're out of sight, said McGraw. I guess in this area people don't play around about their food. Said Courtney Marble, the police department. When Antonius Hart and his 19-year-old son Hart Jr. went to the drive-thru at, Jack Pratt's on Jackson.
Whatever.
Yeah, Jack Pratt.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Yeah, I never heard of Jack Pratt's. If anybody out there heard of someone, educate us on that one. That's like kangaroos.
What?
Remember Kangaroo Gas Station?
No.
You know what
our old show that we did?
No.
Kangaroo Gas.
I've never seen a Kangaroo Gas Station.
Yeah, that's
because
it was down south.
Oh, okay. And I guess with me being in Chicago, I wouldn't see it then.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. So according to court documents, they wanted Pratt to give them extra chicken for the hassle, and they showed their weapon.
Oh, man, that's crazy, said McGraw. The next time, they better get them wings right.
It's a spot called Kangaroo Jack Pratt.
Yeah, Jack Pratt didn't fix their order. Instead, the worker called the police. Harden, you didn't get chicken that night. Them activated the
Jack Pratt's chicken. Nah, I have
wow.
my mouth. I'm
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I want my chicken, and I want some chicken now.
So what happened? Did they get? They got arrested? They
oh, yeah.
Time,
the lady called. Well, they got arrested, but we don't know what time. You know they're going to get some.
Oh, yeah.
The jokes, but I gave it. I got to watch your mouth. Yeah, you gonna make me go sandy in here.
You gonna make me go sandy in here.
Oh, the Lisa effect has went into the chat room. So hey, how you doing, Lisa?
Yep.
Hey,
the Lisa effect.
The Lisa effect. That's
oh, okay.
Following
I'm
the
sorry.
Show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah. Hey. Get my chicken and get it right.
You know how I like my chicken. Little crunchy, little soft. Make it right how
make
I like
it. Make
it
right or else
I'm going
sandy.
Sandy. We going sandy.
I don't mean sandy
yesterday.
Make me leave you with this hook.
Oh, yeah.
That's so, yeah.
We're going to go full catching it up in
Florida woman kicked for violently yanking ex-boyfriend's penis.
Wait, what?
We're still on Chechnya.
We're not.
Okay, read
we're
it again.
Talking Chechnya, nothing. Florida woman cuffed for violently yanking ex-boyfriend's penis.
That's called a joke. Was it a jerk job?
Well, let's see how evil it was.
Maybe she was making jerk chicken.
Yeah. A Florida woman was arrested for allegedly yanking the penis up her ex-boyfriend with evil intent.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The
what
smoking
you
gun.
There you go.
You big dummy.
I'm finna pull your pants with an evil thought in my hand.
The smoking gun reports Sherelle Wallace of Manatee, Florida, went to her friend's home to pick up their daughter, but she wanted to pick up something else as well.
Boom.
Antonio Martinez Williams told the cops that Wallace wanted to resume dating, but he gave her the Heisman.
Oh, yeah, that's a...
I don't
you
know
if that's... You know, Heisman on her? That was a song about a couple years ago, about 3 years ago. Do the Heisman on anyway, he just...
Explain it.
Well, anyway, you know the Heisman Trophy, how it looks? Dude is
right,
like,
dude
he's pissing
right.
off. So he's
okay.
like,
ah,
oh, so he pushed...
Yeah, do the Heisman on
her. Okay,
so I'm going to reread the sentence so now that it makes sense.
Okay.
Antonio Marquise Williams told the cops that Wallace wanted to resume dating, but he gave her the Heisman. Wallace reportedly did not take the news too well. A police report obtained by the TSG says that Wallace, quote-unquote, grabbed Antonio's penis with her right hand and began pulling on it, which caused pain to Antonio.
Okay.
End quote.
Okay.
The ex-boyfriend... such access to the man's
daughter.
Williams did not want to press charges. Cops arrested Wallace on a misdemeanor battery charge anyway. She was booked into Manatee County Jail. Bail has yet to be set. She's scheduled for a May 21 court appearance.
Coming up.
I bet you they were male officers who came through there. Like, oh no.
I heard you like pulling hard.
Exactly.
Well, look here. I want it, ma'am. I need a demonstration on how hard you pulled them. I need to make this accurate. I'm going to go ahead and pull these down. Do your business.
Yikes.
Dang.
That's what I hate. Whatever. That's what I hate.
Yikes.
Yanks.
don't know, man.
I was reading something today on Facebook. Another woman had cut her husband's penis off and put it down a garbage disposal.
See, to make sure they'll never reattach it.
See, that's just wrong, man. That is.
I mean.
Here we go.
I mean, if you
caught him with my grandma,
abuse or something. No, I ain't gonna say that. I mean, if there's severe abuse in the home, I can see somebody going manic and gets a slice.
I'd rather you cut my hands off.
I'm sure he would rather that too, but she
would. Why take my Johnson?
Because she's tagged.
Why take my Dwayne? I don't think that's.
Damn, you name it.
Dwayne Johnson.
What is
The Rock?
There we go. See, there he is. Okay. What if you knew a guy's name? I mean, every dude has named it, though. Every dude.
But for what?
Why? Because you can't just, hey,
stop it. Because women name their boobs
all
that they do.
I don't.
Oh, my girls. Got to watch out for my girl.
I do not say that.
I didn't say you.
I know.
Are you the only one? I didn't say you.
Well.
One chick named her Butter and Silk.
There it is.
Butter Silk.
Buttermilk Silk Milk. Straight up, no joke. Knew this one girl who named her Butter and Silk. I found it to be kind of weird. Yeah, I don't like butter, but it's different if you named it powder, and yeah, you don't want to powder milk.
Evaporated.
How you like it?
Like clapping to a race.
Hey, you're
clapping.
Right.
You going bad, teacher. That is not good. No, I never got. Yeah,
well,
I mean, every dude.
To name my butt.
You know what? I don't believe that for a minute. I believe that every woman at least thought of naming their breasts. But if you don't have breasts as a woman, and I mean like you are really rocking the A. Like, you're the head of your class rocking an A.
You look like a little boy.
There you go. If you
right.
look like one of them Chexians.
No.
You rocking the Tamalaw. You rocking the Tamalaw.
I'm sure you have not thought of naming your breath.
Oh, Thomas, yeah. You
no.
go in on a Chechen. They can take it.
A lot of D's and Z's in there.
A lot of they need, yeah, no vowels. They don't, vowels is offensive. We don't do no vowels. You hear about the mama? Mama can't come back because she got shoplifting charges waiting on her from Macy's.
What?
Macy's is waiting on that. As soon as that plane lands, grab her.
Yeah, how old is she?
$1,600 worth of robes.
How old is she? 88? She's so old.
Yeah,
she was back when Macy's was called Phipps.
And stay out the Woolworths.
Phipps
ain't called the Woolworth.
Wow.
P-H-I-P-P-S Phipps. That's what they, yeah, that was their jingle.
Yeah,
that's good.
Wow.
But
yikes.
Real quick, hey, I got to say this real quick funny story, right?
Okay.
So I'm out there yesterday, and I'm at this place. Two? For the break? Okay. I love being live with the people. I'm at this place, and this dude says,
I'm sorry. Lisa Fake said Alicia Keys was rocking those A's.
Oh, yeah. That's why her album was called A Minor.
There you go.
I remember her first album was called A Minor.
Yeah, Saul's an A Minor.
Yeah.
For a B.
Yeah, looking.
Looking right.
I need swimming.
I look a lot different out of my work clothes. I look a lot different out of my work clothes. I look like a boy.
Hey.
Most deaf. Once I take off this school uniform.
I want to raise up. I like Alicia Keys.
I like Alicia Keys.
She became
a
girl on fire. I liked her before then, before she just decided to, nah.
What, since she cut her hair?
No, before she became a girl on fire. I mean, all Alicia Keys' work, love it.
Okay.
This new stuff, yeah,
yeah.
I can live. I'm just
dead.
I haven't checked out the new album. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, but, you know, whatever. But real quick, this guy was at a store, and he was with his woman, and they were getting ready to get married, right? So the guy says to her, hey, I want to invite some of my family over with this thing to the wedding.
Right.
The lady say, nah, your family has a lot of N's and G's in their name and no vowels. And I'm sure they're as black as their names look like. I'm sorry.
A lot of clicks and grunts in their name.
A lot of E's and D's. And they're as black as their name sound. Look, if I got to go to pronounce your name to begin with, that's the problem.
As happy as Mokembe Mutombo blocking the shot. Not today.
He scared me at first.
He scared that little boy.
Look, the first time I heard him back was to the TV. And he sounded like a monster, dude. He was like, I thought he was a
did you grab your girls? Like, no. Oh, I didn't know he was bad.
Hey.
No. Not in your house. We taking it back to my hood.
Hey. My hood. All right,
let's get this break out the way before this goes totally off the rails. We'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Fearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I don't find it. I can feel the nearness, but I'm a fear, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my voice is clear. I really should hear, I really shouldn't be behind this, really, because my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hi, what are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
Flying?
Polio?
Whatever your fear is.
Whatever your fear is.
Time to
hi, I'm Darius.
Hi, I'm Darius
Bondrum. The creator of
immersion
therapy.
For you to help patients get the darkest fears and
get on with their lives.
Get on with their lives.
Listen to that. I was having really dark thoughts.
I wanted to sleep with my mother.
I've done it.
Now that
I don't want
it.
To anymore.
I don't want
incredible.
To anymore.
Incredible!
You know, it works. You know,
that's
it works.
Accidental races.
I forget about them iron ones.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
L played himself on that
you
one.
About
I've seen it.
You
heard the song?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let me get a chance.
But
now we got another song to cover.
Yeah, so technically, y'all, I know everybody out there heard the Radio song. I hit it first, right? And it's the craziest thing about Ray J. He was the one talking about this song ain't about Kim and Kanye and Chris Humphries and all that. No, how dare we, right?
That's right. All y'all doing is making Kanye mad with these rumors.
Right. So the boy decides to now officially release a video to the song. And I'll be damned if that girl don't look like Kim Kardashian, right? The girl looks a spitting image of Kim Kardashian. Not only did he do that, he gets a guy that looked like Chris Humphries in there. He gets the girls, two girls who walk in the jet who look like his sister, her sister. Then he throws little disses to Kanye because it's a part of the song where he says, I hit it north, I hit it south, I hit it east, now baby decides to go west.
Right.
In the video, they show Chicago I-94 west, right? Anybody who knows Kanye knows he's a proud dude, says he's from Chicago. But this boy swears up and down. The video is like crazy. We posted in the Terrible Truth for anybody who wants to see it. And if you heard the song, it's the funniest. It's terrible. He's a jerk. Now, the video we first saw him in.
It's bogus because
the hook is catchy. It is catchy. The hook is very catchy. And it's the fact that the boy keeps saying, I hit it, I hit it.
Yeah.
Look.
And the first preliminary video, the YouTube clip. It had scenes with Schlong instead.
Schlong?
Yeah. Like,
nice.
So, nice. Did you say nice?
Oh, I did not.
He said yikes. Oh.
I said yikes.
Just he don't even work.
Right. But, he can keep all that he wants.
But the video is so funny. The boy, and the fact is that he was on a radio show. What was it? The Black, the Jew, and the Puerto Rican?
Yes. They had a radio show called The Black, the Jew, and the Puerto Rican.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, God.
And the boy
gets on there. They talking to him. Ray J says, oh, no. How could y'all do such bad things? It's not about Kim. It's all in fun. What part of the song make you think it's about Kim? The boy says this. And I said to myself, I said, Derek, because that's what I call myself. I said, Derek, did this boy not say, if you get back with me, we'll make another.
Right.
But it's not about Kim. Then you get a video with a woman who looks exactly like Kim Kardashian. So to me, we were saying earlier, I believe the dude, he's doing it. The fact that he did this makes him pathetic to me.
Right.
I don't, that is the lowest form.
Yeah. Lisa said that I guess he feels that she made $1 million off the tapes, so he wants a piece of the action. She say, didn't homegirl leave her bra in the video? I don't know. I've never seen the video. Did he?
In what video? The new one?
No, I guess in the old Schlong video.
Well, she left a lot in that video. The sex tape?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, I saw the sex tape.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you're crazy. You need to see it. Really?
After the show.
Yeah, there you go. Slide you this DVD and the link. You can go ahead and check it out. Get your lotion.
That's messed up.
Anyway, hey, whatever. I saw it.
Hey!
I saw it. Oh, damn, Candace, you here. My bad.
Yeah.
No, but in all actuality, she did leave the, I don't know, but she left a lot. I wasn't really looking at what bra she left, I'm be real.
Right.
I was, you know.
You were looking at everything else.
I was looking at her. I wasn't looking at everything else. I mean, no. Yeah.
Oh, you was looking at her. Okay,
yeah,
I got
to
you.
Say that I was looking at everything would include Ray Brandy's brother. I don't indulge in that.
Yeah, okay, well, here's a question. Does he have an identity of his own, or is he still just known as Brandy brother?
I think, and I'm going to be honest with you, this may sound crazy. The sex tape gave him some form of an identity. And what he's doing now, he's getting an identity. It's a bad identity, but he's getting an
But he's
identity.
Already had one. I mean, the reality shows made his image.
Love Ray J.
Smashing Nippy.
Then he wrote a book, too.
Yeah.
I
nipped her first.
Yeah, whatever. We did a line first together sometimes. We have something in common /Bobby coming out to
he's
you local boy.
He's
going to
be a gigolo because I guess supposedly he got a lot of junk.
In
the junk realm.
I don't know what the man's general is.
No one asked for all of that.
That's all right.
No one asked for
you give her the lady card. You have to give her the lady card. Now,
yes, I will take the lady card.
So, but yeah, but the boy has now. I had to give it to you. We talked about it earlier. I give him some credit because, like we said, he's an opportunist. He capitalized on this time. I need another check. What can I do? Kim's hot. She's messing with Kanye. Why not spark some controversy to get some cash? I give him that.
Damn, he could have got his own escort service. But
especially
Mel,
especially because he's not that talented.
Yeah, I wish wasn't just the, everybody was singing it, but it just sounded horrible vocally.
It's extremely tacky for a 30-something-year-old to do that.
He better.
Yeah,
and their relationship is so
older.
Far removed. This is like the fourth boyfriend she done had since him, third, fourth boyfriend, and you still pining.
I mean, but hey, first off,
she's made more money than he is. So
well,
he's
yep,
really
Lisa
jealous.
Just said, yep, another white chick made millions off a dumb brother. And
dumb
is the operative word there because he's not a genius.
Well, technically, the story goes that Ray J leaked the sex tape first.
Right. At the mother's death.
At the mother's, yeah. And she was like, secretly, hey, man, drop that album. Like, go ahead and push that through. Now, if you want to get technical,
mother was probably directing it.
Move over, baby. Let me show you how to blow a black man.
Thrust harder.
Let me show you how I did OJ. Maybe you'll get it. Oh, mama did OJ.
Yeah.
Right after her husband got OJ off, she went
and
in there.
She went and got OJ off.
I'm a Yankee like I'm coming to pick up my dog.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Yankee like I'm coming to pick up my daughter.
That's wrong.
So
that's wrong.
But even if she did leak it over like that, I mean, Ray J got paid for dropping.
And he got two reality shows.
And he got two reality shows out of it. Kim... she did good, but at the end of the day, is there really a Keeping Up with the Kardashians without that sex tape?
Right.
Is there really a Khloe and Lamar without that sex tape?
True.
So,
no,
I mean, she owes a debt of gratitude to the man to say, hey, man, thanks for filming me. So,
I'm sorry. She don't owe him shit.
Well, there it is.
She don't owe him nothing. No, I'm saying
No, why don't you feel that way?
Because number one, he leaked it without her knowing, correct?
Mom's knew.
Yeah. Whose mom?
Her mom. Her mom knew.
Yeah.
Her mom knew
yeah,
about
mom,
the
put, yeah. Mom told him put that out there.
Yeah.
Get that out there. Oh man, the way you rocked it, you get that out there.
So wait, what I'm saying, I'm talking about Kim.
Yes,
she
Kim's mother.
Kim's mother told him to push it out there.
On some low key, yeah.
That's what they say.
This will make you famous.
Okay, my question is, did Kim know?
Kim supposedly didn't know. I mean, she didn't know that the sex tape had been leaked.
Okay, I'm going to err on the side that she really didn't know.
Okay. Because
I don't know any person who's been filmed secretly who would want a sex to be put out there.
She wasn't filmed secretly.
Yeah, some of them shots, she's looking right at the camera, giving the thumbs up. Some of them, she's looking right at the camera.
Okay, let me rephrase that. What I mean is, I don't think I'm sure she didn't know it's going to be distributed.
For everybody
like the
to
R.
see
Kelly
what she's working
exactly.
with. There you go.
You know, so with that being said, okay, it just so happened her fame came about because of it, because of what he put out there. She doesn't owe him anything.
So let me ask you this then. If that's
she
fake,
already gave him some cutty.
Okay.
That's it.
So, if that's the case, if you like, you know what? I was solely upset with that sex tape being leaked, and I know the only reason E is bringing this show to me is because of my sex tape. I can't take that.
Well, I mean, that's something. Okay, I'm going to say that's a little different. Not trying to sound hypocritical, but it's just a result as to, you know, what happened.
The byproduct of the diss,
exactly.
But you still can feel diss.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got you.
So, yeah, they're going to come and offer me $5 million. Damn, I've already been put out there now. But now I'm such a sensation, quote, unquote.
Right.
You know?
Here's what's messed up. What that say about all those rich people? Because Paris Hilton was like, oh, no, I refuse to let her get all this shine.
Yeah.
And all of them.
Wait, was that Paris?
Yeah, Paris made one.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson turned around and made one.
Well, she did us for way before everybody else did that.
Yeah, but the thing is leaked.
Yes, it did.
It got leaked way before Paris Hilton's did.
Right, but I'm talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's what
I'm
saying.
Pam Anderson.
Right. Yeah, I just said
Pam
Anderson.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Pam Anderson's was leaked before everybody's up.
Okay.
Right.
You're asking the guy. Who knows about my
Didn't the other fool do it? Lionel Richie's daughter.
Nicole Richie?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think so, but who
knows? Blackie White? Yeah, the Blackie White.
It's a lot of...
No, Lawrence Fishburne. I think his daughter.
His daughter.
That was professional.
That was like old girl.
They did a porn of the
that
Matrix.
That was like, oh, yeah, that's old girl. The old bomb.
Yeah.
But no, the girl who was on Family Matters, Jamie Foxworthy, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
The one who went upstairs and never came
down.
Yeah,
the one from LL's
show.
Yeah,
I saw her life after, yeah.
Yeah.
The one from LL's show. She went total hooker, too.
But I ain't getting to a sex tape.
No.
On them drugs.
She went clucker.
Yeah,
she didn't make it.
I thought she was making films, too.
No, she...
She went,
put
some old cheese on my flaming hot. Like, she went that way. I didn't see her go, fool, all
right,
put it in my face. Like,
right.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
Yeah. Kim said, Kim Kardashian is a white man's leftover.
Wait, who said this?
This is Lisa.
Oh, I thought you said Kim. I was going to say that.
Nobody talks about her but black people. She's always in black gossip sites. We've made her super famous. Yeah.
But you know what?
Well, yeah, we've claimed her. She's the skanky Tina Maurice.
No. It was before Kim Kardashian, it was Anna Nicole Smith.
Ooh, sweet brown, yeah.
Yeah, but was brothers?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. Like Coco. Ice Girl.
Yeah.
Ice Girl. People want to crush Coco. Brothers.
Yeah, Ice want to still do it, but I guess it can't. She's learned her lessons where this is where the teacher becomes the master.
Because she did him
and took all the money.
Oh wait, who?
Yeah,
Coco.
Coco went
independent.
Nah, Coco cheated. Coco got sipping with some other dude.
Yeah, but
I know about that.
Right.
I mean, are they divorced now?
Yeah, she left him and left him on the reality show.
Hey, Ice. I didn't
know that. Ain't easy.
He called his Ice and walked out the door.
She did it. Universe is round for a reason. She left him
on the show?
She did it. You know who was probably the hardest? Remember his early albums, the chick he was supposed to marry and put on the first album?
Oh, yeah.
Darlene laughed the hardest. Darlene laughed the hardest.
Hey, man, you going to get your...
Yeah. Yeah. They say that the last episode of I Love Coco was like... Oh, I let it with another sip of your Coco. Why you doing
that?
That is
so oxymoron.
All I wanted was another sip of your cocoa. Why are you doing me like this? Oh, wow. They are. Woo-wee. Okay, they are clowning Jason Collins, and Chris Bosh.
Yep.
You know,
you don't. Yeah. Have you heard what happened today?
No. Oh, somebody came out.
Yeah, Jason Collins.
Yeah, he came out today. Ladies and gentlemen,
I came looking for man's butt.
And my name's Jason. And I'll be calling you man. Yep.
He came up to the podium, ladies and gentlemen of the press.
I came looking for man's butt.
And he's going to the Golden State Booty Warriors. That's what I heard he was about to do. And Bosh ain't.
Bosh. I like you and I want you.
You ain't even got to finish.
I came looking for man's butt.
Bosh was like, look, you ain't even got a foot.
Let's just get this champagne and get it cracked.
Bosh said, remember how I was on that champagne bath? Give me one. Give me a bath, caught Jason. I call you Jay Nasty. Put it on my...
That's wrong, man.
Get that on my forehead. Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Yes.
Jason. Eat so much, so Jason. Dip that on the forehead.
That's a... Make a dick.
Oh!
Oh, boo! Oh. Boo on you, sir!
I don't even know... How the hell did we even get here? I don't even know how we got here.
Woo! Woo! Slap it like you want to print on that. No, we got there because, I mean, Jason Collins came out of the closet and he's become the first openly gay
player. That's right. Okay.
And I
in,
was,
a, in a major sport.
Yeah. And I, you know, I again, I don't have no problem with the man coming out being gay. It's just I don't want to be the first black one to do it. Like, if David Beckham came out, have at it. But y'all had to not see if Serena Williams comes out the closet. That's what I'm a little upset at that.
Yeah, but you buy the video.
Oh, I buy that video. Serena.
I wish I could see the faces.
In the net with Serena. Ooh. That just sounds nasty.
Get the racket. Get the racket.
Okay. All right.
I'm
all
sorry. Right.
Yeah. Second hour conversation will be to cheat or not to cheat. That is the question.
Racket or not to racket?
I racket. That's
like Ralph.
I'm a racket. Dude. Okay. We are, yeah.
You.
What happened?
Hell a mess.
I'm ready to back out.
See, nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
So.
Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bonto, a gay ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
I gotta update that.
Yeah, we covered some public figures, so.
Hi, boy.
I'm sexy and I know.
Only I can get up and gangnam style right now.
I was just thinking of style. Young Gangnam style.
Wow.
That's a catchy beat, too.
It is catchy.
Yeah.
It's I can't do that dance for the life of me.
We do it in Zoom. I was waiting.
For real?
No.
I was like.
All right, I'll give you this.
That's
I'm not jumping. No.
Oh.
That is crazy, though. But I didn't find the...
So you didn't like him coming out. I thought it was brave. I'll give him his credit.
Yeah,
hey.
Don't get me wrong. To come out is brave in itself, though. To just say, look, I know society doesn't look at me, doesn't think that this is acceptable, but I'm going to do it in a sport where you're not, in one of the sports where you're not supposed to do it anyway, as far as coming out.
Right.
I give him credit for that. I mean, personally, I don't agree with the lifestyle, but I'm not going to condemn him for it. If that's what you into,
right.
You know, knock yourself
out,
do your thing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, like we were saying earlier, if you're going over there to give time, give Chris his due. How do you do it? Give Chris his due.
You want to help him with his ring.
Right. You want to help rest the ring stay on. The cock ring.
Oh.
Go ahead and do your thing.
Oh.
Whatever. We can say that. It's public. So if he wants to do that with Chris, knock yourself out.
Right.
Be myself.
Right.
I'll go over here with the white man's leftover that Lisa's here we got.
You going to set her off again.
I'm going to roll over with the white man's leftover.
Oh my God!
You're gonna set her off.
Nah, it's all in fun. It's all in fun. So yeah, I mean, I personally don't get it. Here's what's crazy. you know, and just a question. I'm going to ask y'all.
Okay.
Does it seem, I'm going to do my best to make it seem right. Does it seem like homosexual, I don't want to sound disrespectful. Does it seem like homosexuals don't take a joke that well? Like when you making a joke about their sexuality, it's just, it's all in fun. But does it seem like they don't take a joke as well as somebody?
Probably not.
I don't think like they used to back in the day. I think they're very militant now. Not militant like Panther militant, but they're very, their antennas are fully up and they are very, you know, reactionary to everything. Because I believe they be like, hey, you either going to accept this or there's something wrong with you. And I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean,
as long as there's respect, I can disagree with what you into, but I can still have respect for you,
right?
Because
right.
you're your
right.
own individual, and
right.
you can do your
right.
own thing. I'll never tell an adult what they can and can't do, long as you
exactly.
ain't breaking no laws and forcing no children in on it. Do what you do. But I don't get it. Not my thing. But some people, there was a dude on the radio today who was just going off on anybody who disagreed with the homosexual lifestyle, and he seemed to felt that anybody who don't accept it is a bigot, and I disagree with that.
Right.
I fully disagree with that. I can disagree with what you into or not like what you into and still have respect. Hey, you grown. Do what you want to do.
Yeah,
If you
totally
into S&M and like and like whips and cigarette burns in your back, I don't have to agree with it. For you to do what you do, as long as I still have respect for you, and we still got to go to work. Let's do our jobs. Whatever you do after work is your business.
Yeah, 818-514-1202. Press that number 1 if you want to join this conversation. I just, you know, to go to what I was thinking, like it's like almost to a point where you can't make a gay joke. And I know some people would say that's socially wrong, you shouldn't do that and make a joke, but I tend to make jokes about everything.
Right.
And I make jokes
but
about.
I think that's the evolution of them coming into their political power. I think at a certain point that people felt like you couldn't make black jokes.
Right, right. That's what I was getting
and
ready to go
trust
to.
Me, everybody out there, I don't equate the homosexual agenda to race. To me, they're two totally separate things.
They are,
but they
right.
do, you know, they are trying to get their rights or trying to get recognized as having the full rights and privileges as any other group, which is fine. But I take exception when you try to link their struggle to race, because you can fill out a job application. You don't have to have glitter.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to bedazzle.
You ain't got to bedazzle the. You ain't got to bedazzle the application. You can if you want to,
sure,
but
sure.
you don't have to.
Right.
When I fill out the application,
and they
there's
say,
no doubt, dog.
We don't like you so much around these parts.
Right. So and you know for hey okay let me ask y'all this and everybody else out there 818-514-1202.
Press that number 1.
Right. Do you feel that if somebody doesn't like you that they're prejudiced? Do you feel that people have to like you in order to not be prejudiced? We'll go ahead and go on commercial. We'll tackle that on the other side, and then we'll go ahead and get into our second hour topic of to cheat or not to cheat, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Shelly Perry, the Shelly man who
Perry,
brought
the
Jesus
brought
in.
Jesus.
presents Mama Thought, Jesus in the Toast, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old Mill Green Field, next to the Cross Exchange down the street from Green River Bank. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Jesus. Is that
Jesus? You'll laugh, you'll cry. Jet magazine says, this some bull here. King magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And the final call says, it's cooling at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama. Also, Compton Khan from the Parker. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Hewitt. After Light Skinned Saint. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing? The Mad Baby.
And a triumphant return to the stage. Cisco at the Dragon Chase.
I ain't looking for man.
Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old Rebuilt Regal Theater. Sponsored by 3/5 Bank. Bank the Color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this four times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harris?
A Shelly Perry production.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. And we have our chat room open during the second hour for your questions and comments on tonight's topic. So, fellas, to cheat or not to cheat?
Before we jump into it, I asked a question. I want to kick it back to y'all and everybody else out there.
I forgot about it too, Candace. Don't feel bad.
So, I was saying, do you feel as black people that everybody should have to like you?
No.
If people don't like you or like black people, that they're racist?
No. Not at all. Not in the least bit. I mean, I know people don't like me because I'm an ass. I am.
You're right. I got you.
I mean, I give people. Yeah, I'm an asshole.
Oh, okay.
I am. I know that. I mean, it's.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'm an asshole.
I've never seen it.
Well, of course you haven't. There's no, you know, I haven't had a.
I know. I have never given you a reason.
Exactly.
You know.
Like, I mean, it's not that I'm, you know what it is? I'm not an ass. I'm not an ass. What I am is. I say the first thing that comes to my mind without caring what, I just say whatever
asshole
I want to say.
Tendency.
Yeah, there you go. I say whatever comes to my mind without a filter. And that comes off to people as being an ass.
And you do that sober?
Yeah, wow. I don't drink. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't do none of that.
Wow. Yeah,
there you go.
It's just because you get to a point where you get a, I don't care type of, yeah, I say it. So what?
I hate to see you at 70, hell.
Yeah, I just figured
I'd be an old man eating
like
graham
crackers.
Oh, I would be.
Oh,
I'd be George Carlin.
I'd be happy to be George Carlin. That would work out great.
I love George Carlin.
I want to be the old guy who sits outside his porch and just cuss kids out. Just young kids. Just
for no reason.
Just for no reason. Oh, ugly bastard. I just want to be that guy. That's where I want to end up. I mean, retired at 70. I don't want a big house. I just want a nice porch. A nice long porch with a rocking
porch.
I want
a hate porch.
A hate porch. I want a hate porch with a Obama 2016 t-shirt. Oh, no, I'm sorry. A Clinton 2016 t-shirt. And I just want to sit there and call all little kids, oh, look at that bastard. I bet you ain't with his daddy. I just want to say stuff like that to people.
That is, that,
just,
that's deep.
Just wrecking self-esteem.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I mean, you know.
But to answer your question, I don't think we, I mean, there are some people who are just genuinely not going to like you. I mean,
you can't
force someone to like you.
I agree, but
you know,
I was just saying that because the guy on this other show was saying how if you don't accept gays and you don't accept them or like them, then you're a bigot, and I disagree.
That doesn't make you a bigot.
I don't have to like somebody in order to respect him. Respect is the key. I can respect you and not like you.
I just might not like their lifestyle, but that doesn't mean I don't like them.
Absolutely. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I can like them. I like it with them. I'll go hang out with them. I'll talk with them on the phone.
Yeah.
I just don't agree with their lifestyle, their sexual preference, which is really none of my business.
It's nothing.
So,
exactly.
So it's
exactly.
Really,
so it
really
doesn't matter if it doesn't
what
matter
about.
If I know about it or not. It's none of my business.
Yeah, so I don't understand what people get so mad about this whole thing for.
You know what I noticed about what we do? We don't have a topic inside of a topic that we can cover on next week.
Well, you know, right. Well,
like
you know,
this
episode preempted because we were going to do the gay episode, but we're still looking to get a gay guest for that. We're going to get a gay guest for that. So.
And then, but we wound up talking about this during the discipline and
abuse
last episode.
No,
but
we're going back to the cheating.
We're
going to get back in there because I'm sure that's what our listeners are here for.
So, for those who listened to discipline versus abuse, me and Candace and Ray, we got into this thing about cheating and all other type of things and why men do what they do about this. We're going to open the floor to all ladies who even want to call in.
Everybody.
And ask questions to two guys and if you want an honest response, 818-514-1202 and press the number one. Oh, I think we go to the two dudes. Because a lot of times we always go in on women a lot. We do. We say, well, women do this, women do that, we do this, and we do this. I said it'd be nice to even ask with the cheating thing for the women to say, okay, I want a straight up answer from y'all dudes. And being the ass that I said I was, and I'm Ray is an ass too, so whatever.
And man, I can answer your questions.
Yeah.
If there's
that's what I was thinking. The brothers are somewhere watching.
Yeah, brothers
Brooklyn
are watching. Brooklyn, hang on.
Yeah.
The Crush is probably somewhere watching Brooklyn, hang on.
Hey.
Shouts out to the Crush up there in the NY. So, yeah, so anyway, like we were saying, 818-514-1202, press the number one if you got a question.
And hit us with it. I mean, okay, so before we do this, let's get something on the table. Ain't nobody here innocent, and everybody has cheated at some point, so don't let anybody get
How dare
I've been just honest in every relationship I've ever been in.
I have.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We don't have a sound effect for that, do we?
Yeah, nah. You could have said boo on you, sir.
I could.
Or the baby crying, whatever. Something, or a shotgun, anyway. But, Candace, you on the...
Yeah, go ahead, Candace.
I know last week we kind of cut it short and you was asking a question. I can't remember exactly what it was.
My
but
old kick.
It was dinner. Something like...
Well, my thing is, I don't understand. My thing is, what is the point? Cheating is basically being greedy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yes, and I'm going to say why. Because if you feel the need to cheat, now I'm not talking about just a simple, hey, it happened. You know what I'm saying? Because those situations do happen, man. You know,
that's
almost
cheating.
Like what I'm getting at. I'm talking about the long-term thing where people...
You're talking about an affair.
Okay.
Right, being married or otherwise, you know. Serious relationship.
Okay.
My thing is to go out and to cheat to make it a thing. Mm-hmm. There's no point in that. Why not just not be with that person? Why not just be single and play the field as you see fit?
Wanna ask
but that. Then you want to come back home and then have to make up all this bullshit.
Yeah.
She called herself.
Good job.
You make up all this bull, you know, about where you been. You know she gonna check you. You know it.
Okay.
But see, here's the dumb stuff y'all do.
Okay.
Here's the dumb stuff y'all do. You guys will go and text somebody, call somebody, have 1,000 phone numbers on the doggone phone.
Mm-hmm.
You tear them out your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You won't think about that bill. See, we think about the bill.
Well,
we'll reference that bill and be like, ah!
See, that's one thing dudes don't, real dudes, well, I don't want to say real dudes because that's stupid. One thing you don't do is you don't get a legitimate company like Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile, whatever.
You get Boost.
You get Page Plus. There's no bills there.
But see,
get government phone, track phone, something to eliminate that.
But see, here, just the thought process that you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that, I mean, it's kind of like, okay, it's like you're setting yourself up to cheat, like you already know you're going to do this thing.
Okay, let me raise my hand.
Okay.
Nobody's going to pick me.
I'm going
to pick myself.
Yeah, that's what your boy did today.
See, the thing about it is, I don't think majority of the time a guy who's happy at home, if he's really legitimately happy at home, I don't think, even if he has phones, I don't think his intention is to go out and cheat. I think when we were talking about it last week, that it's a guy can see something and will be able to shoot it down if he's legitimately happy at home and there's not a lot messing with him. Like, it can't be that, you know what, she doesn't. Guys are really basically about appreciation, really, to be 100.
Okay.
Appreciate us. And we're truly like dogs, appreciators. And we will come home and consistently come home. But if we feel as if, yo, you know what, she's not even appreciating everything I'm doing. She ain't did. She's not even making dinner. She's not even running bath water. It's simple things. Like,
true.
If people
true.
Will say, like, guys, we're not as materialistic as women. We're so simple. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Run bath water.
Yeah.
Have a decent
massage.
House, a massage
yeah.
on the back. Because it's not a thing about guy and buying them things is we always gonna feel like we could buy it ourselves. So there's no reason for you to do it.
Okay.
All we want is that to say the king feeling, I guess you can call it. That's all dudes really want. They don't want material things like, I mean, if you buy them a nice pair of socks, that's great. But you don't even have to, seriously, like, you don't have to do a lot for a man, really. You could just
show
appreciation.
Sometimes say thank you. Knock that mortgage out. Thanks.
Yeah, like, and don't just act like he's supposed to do it. That's the thing that a lot of
women. Can I agree with you? Okay.
Don't act like he's just, oh, well, this got to be taken care of, so he's supposed to do it anyway. He's a man. But you want him to be a man, but you don't want to treat him as yours.
Right.
That will leave a man. That will tend to make a man want to go somewhere else and see a woman. Not go somewhere else, but he could be out, and some woman strokes his ego, makes him feel the feeling he should be getting at home. That causes the slight dissension. Now, when that happens, the man he doesn't intentionally want to automatically go start being with this woman. It starts off as just conversations with the woman. He don't instantly go to instantly, I'm finna bang her. It starts with this conversation. But before he goes into full conversation with this woman, he always talks to home first and see, okay, you're getting this shot to clear this up before I actually go do something else. Is the more you screw up, the more he starts tipping to want to have a conversation with this other person.
And as you're saying that don't make men and women not too different from each other, because if a man is neglecting his woman,
absolutely,
and someone else starts showing her attention, she's going to start. If she don't feel appreciated and someone starts hollering at her, she's going to like that feeling too. She's going to want to feel wanted and appreciated too.
Absolutely.
And when a woman cheats, when a woman cheats and she gets caught, she gonna tell you point blank, it's your fault it happened. It's your fault it happened because you wasn't paying attention to home. You was neglecting home. You was always out with the boys. They'll tell you point blank. A guy has a problem telling a woman point blank, yeah, well, you ain't paying attention to nothing. You don't You ain't taking care of home like you supposed to, because a woman ain't gonna want to hear that. A woman gonna be too red faced and upset that hey, she's being cheated on, and any rationality ain't gonna flop. But a woman will give a dude a rational reason on why you done brought this. So why a dude here? You brought it on yourself.
818-514-1202. Y'all be sure to press number one. Join this conversation, kid.
I was getting ready to say something, but I saw something and made me lose my train of thought.
Okay.
Well, while you're getting your train of thought back, our hot topic asks, who's better cheaters, men or women?
Women.
Women. Yep.
Women, absolutely.
Hands down.
Yep.
Men.
Because when a woman cheats, dudes will not see it coming, and when it hit them, it's going to hit them like a ton of bricks.
Absolutely.
Now, here's my question, though. So when you all cheat, well, first of all, women have a sixth sense about these things.
Yeah.
And it's because 9 times out of 10, you guys have a tail. You all do something, say something, or something changes that makes us start giving you all the side eye.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is when we ask you, you know, something going, no, adamantly deny everything.
True.
You know, to the point where, you know, some men make the woman feel like it's them, you know, make them feel like they're crazy. Until something comes out and everything's exposed.
But
now
people do that because a woman, I mean, when someone's unhappy for
like
a while,
said,
they're going to deny.
Caught,
right, but I'm saying
caught,
a person is going to deny that anything's wrong for a while. What's bothering you? Nothing's bothering me. Just nothing. Just forget it. Because sometimes you don't even want to go into it because it's going to just open up this big giant argument
that, may be
that you don't feel like
but
dealing
then,
with.
You're going to open up an argument anyway because now you're always going out. Now you got a reason to always go out.
Uh-huh.
Each and every time. It's a different excuse, so your pattern changes.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to take that one good time when she put that tracking device on your phone or she called Man-Man to come and trail you somewhere where you get
Man-Man.
Busted.
Man-Man.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
one of her friends
with.
That's one of the female friends that follow you around and, hey, yeah, girl. See, you know what? The thing that I've noticed so much is a lot of times, women are the first to accuse a man of cheating before he's actually really doing it, though. They'll accuse him first, and he won't be actually doing something. And the more he denies it, it's because he's saying, look, I'm not doing anything. It's okay. It's about you. But you ever heard, and I'm sure everybody who's listening who even is in the chat room or even listening in the phone, they've all heard a dude say, look, if you're going to steady accuse me of doing it, I might as well go do it. I'm not going to get yelled at for nothing.
And a woman will say that, too, because there's dudes who are very jealous and very paranoid.
I do agree with that. But
and a woman will say, if you keep accusing me, then I'm going to go out.
I believe, like when we was having what Tony said about women are better cheaters, I still believe, though, men are quicker cheaters. We will cheat first.
No doubt.
Before a woman would give you chance.
But why?
Because men have more of an appreciation. We carry our egos so high that we feel like it's the need to feel like it's an appreciation.
And a guy can have sex without feeling.
That's the second thing I was going
to
say.
A guy is quicker to give out some sympathy sex.
Just because.
And before a woman will. A guy. Oh, you know, she could be a swamp donkey, and your car go okay,
Women cheat for emotional reasons more than anything.
Yeah.
That's why it
guys
takes longer.
Do it for ego. That's why guys go to the strip club to feel special.
Ego and for physical. That's mainly
then
what it's about.
Then why not stay single then?
Because. We love you.
And
we don't want the girl we're cheating with.
And it's not like there's some dudes out there who just serial cheaters. But most dudes, look, it takes two. Sometimes if someone's not doing something at home, someone else is going to pick up the slack. It don't matter which side it is.
Okay, but basically what I'm getting from this conversation is that if men are the quicker cheaters, chances are you're going to go in a relationship, y'all cool for a minute, and you're going to start cheating anyway.
Not necessarily.
Or you're predestined to cheat.
No.
And I'm not saying that all men cheat. I'm not getting at that.
I got you.
But just, you know, from what I'm taking out of this from this conversation mm-hmm. is kind of alluding to that. So I'm just trying to get a better understanding as to, okay, if, you know, if there's really truly three women to every one man, then why even take the time to settle down? Now, sure, I mean, I know men and women are supposed to get together to procreate. I get all that. But, I mean, in this particular society right now mm-hmm. where nobody trusts anybody, you know, it's got to be very hard to get a relationship now, you know, because no one trusts anyone anymore.
But, see, that again, I mean, to answer the first one question you asked as to okay. why not be single, because, one, everybody wants a companion. Everybody wants that one person that they could be with. So, again, it's love versus lust. I love my woman. She'll come first before anything. I would never tell her, get out, I'm bringing these hookers home. I would never do that. Though I'd lust after the hookers and want to do whatever it is to them, but I would never, my love is home.
Right. So it should be your number one, but not your only one.
If that's the scenario. If that's the scenario that I'm put in at that time, then yeah, I mean, they would never get the privileges of my woman, my wife. They wouldn't get that. You don't even get decent hotel. You get what we're passing.
Right. You get the pioneer.
And
you host it.
There you go. You get, yeah.
And there's some dudes who feel like, you know, they it's things they want to do that they do feel like they can't do with their wife. Maybe they like to choke a chick out.
His wife might.
And they don't
want
to. Right. And they don't. Or he don't feel like I should treat her like a hooker.
Well, she might like it.
No, that's true. That's true. But I'm just saying, some dudes just have that.
You're not getting that from you.
But some dudes is saying, hey, you the mother of my kids. I can't see you like that, and I can't do that. Or sometimes they vent to Elliot Spitzer when he
mm-hmm.
got caught.
Okay.
He was governor of New York. When he got caught with the hookers, it came out. He was venting to them stuff that he felt his family wouldn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
The perils and the strife he goes through. And I ain't going to say hookers, but call girls will tell you that they're part psychiatrists, that they're paid to listen and act like they care. And they can act like they care in a way that a dude's wife supposedly don't.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can go home and you'll be with your wife and you can see her tune out, or you could see her eyes glaze over, or you just feel like she's not appreciating what the hell you're doing.
Appreciation. Yeah. It goes all. It's again. It's like I said earlier. We was having a conversation.
Tony put up our topics. Put up the six top reasons why people cheat, and I'm gonna go through them real quick. Number six is you're not getting any. Number five is she cheated on you. Mm-hmm. Number four is you want to know you still got it. That can go with men or women. Number three is you couldn't say no. Number two is she disgusts you. Ooh, that's a problem. And number one is you don't love her anymore.
That I don't agree with number one. I agree with it to an extent, but
I mean, it happens
in
some marriages.
If I don't love you, then trust me, I'm not going to be with you like that.
It's not that easy. And as Candace was saying, why get married? That might be the question, but when you're married, anyone will tell you a marriage is easy to get into, but hard to get out of.
Right. But if you put it like this. If you're married to this person, y'all don't love each other anymore. I know you're not going to be married, but you both know you're doing your own thing anyway. So it's
yeah.
not really considered cheating to me if we both know at this point, yo, we're just married. You got your room. I have my room. You doing your thing. I know you're doing your thing just like you know I'm doing my thing. Is that really considered cheating?
Okay, what about, as a question, and anyone can answer, 818-514-1202, why does everybody feel like a marriage has to fit into this traditional box that everybody's been taught a marriage is supposed to be?
That's a great question.
There's some marriages who say, hey, you know what, if you away and you need to get some, get you some.
You know,
if you away and you need to do what you got to do, do what you got to do, be safe, but come, but bring your Karen home.
Carrot?
You know, you're caring. Bring your love home.
Oh, I didn't say
you might
carrot.
Go get you. You might need to get it in, but that don't mean bring your love home.
Problem is, we talk too much. We tell everybody all of everything that goes on in our relationships.
I don't think we do. I think one person tells more than the other does.
I do too.
Yep. I believe one person.
No,
one person.
And
I believe that tends to be on the female side.
No, it's a we. It's a we, and it can go either way. Now, whoever starts it, my thing is, if people don't, you know, all their dirty laundry about their own personal life at home, you don't have that problem. Because your relationship will still remain your relationship however you choose to deal with it.
Okay.
Problem is, you get too many people. Once you get mad at him, then you pick up a phone, you call and tell such and such and so and so who don't have your best interest at heart. And then now it starts tail spinning into this thing. And then you get your family involved. And then you got your grandma with a Bible telling you, you know you ain't supposed to this, that, and the other.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who's quicker, really? Who's quicker to gossip, men or women?
Probably women.
Okay.
But men gossip.
Men do say many things to each other that, you know, it is what it is. But I don't think that men have that need to gossip like women do.
Yeah.
A man is not going to go tell another dude everything that's
exactly.
going on in his
Exactly. That was my point
that's
to get
a
through.
A dude is not,
like,
is not letting some other dude into his
Exactly.
Castle.
That's right. That was my point to what Candace had just said about the whole girls will pick up the phone and call their girlfriend and say, girl, I can't be this, da-da-da-da. And run back and wonder why her girlfriend's in the bed with her man.
Right.
So
right.
There's no way dudes are going to allow another dude, hey, my beautiful wife is having all these problems because of blah, blah, blah. So he can go to her and say, yeah, you know, Trevor. So, and then next thing you know, he's with this
right.
dude's woman.
And yeah, no dude is, hey, I'll talk to your wife for you.
Right. Exactly.
I'll smooth it out for
and
you.
And girls actually let women do that. Like, look, I could say. And another thing that bothers me real quick. Why do women take relationship advice from a woman in her 50s that ain't in a relationship?
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Why do women take relationship advice from a woman who has been in 6 marriages?
Yeah. Or why do women take advice from their single friends?
I don't understand. That's the dumbest thing to me that I've ever. Why would you listen to somebody who doesn't have a man, who can't keep a man, try to tell you on how to keep yours?
Because they just want somebody to talk to. They don't think it through. I mean, I agree.
And women don't go gossiping to their friends or go complaining to their girls so they can co-sign. Because women don't co-sign for each other, right?
I don't think guys really.
If a guy is that mad and got to holler at his boy, he's got a vent.
It's not to go back and forth. It's your boy is going to pretty much listen to you. And all your boy is going to say, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. And he's going to leave it at that. It's your, like a dude to tell you quick, like, man, look, that's your household. I'm not going to get in your household.
Right.
Your
right.
real boy would do that.
Right.
And he's gonna let you say, man, she's tripping. I can't believe. Like, he's going to say, tell me if I'm wrong. And more than likely, a dude will be like, yo, man, in this situation, I feel that you both.
Yep. Or he'll talk you off the ledge.
Exactly.
If he's like, man, I'm about to break her goddamn neck.
Yeah.
He will talk, or your real friend will talk you off the ledge to
yep.
keep you from
mm-hmm.
from making them, hey, man, you don't want to do that. You know you care about her. You don't want to.
Exactly.
He'll talk you off. Now, immature people will start talking that, yeah, you what, the holes is this, holes is that. That's stupid.
Exactly.
But your real friend will talk you off the ledge.
And that's I don't believe for the most part that guys really go into gossip like that. Like I said, for the most part, a guy's going to give you really short answers and listen to what you got to say and be done with it. But we'll be right back. We got to take a really, really quick break. Love this conversation. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Infidelity. Lisa said something that was interesting. She said, whether single or married, I take advice on how people live their lives. I don't consider single people losers who I can't turn to for advice.
And I agree with that. I totally agree with that. My thing is, like, it depends on the person's track record. I'm not saying that I wouldn't listen to a single person about anything. I mean, you can learn something from anybody. But if your track record isn't good, if you got a track record of bouncing from man to man to man, and you can't keep them, you can't keep one, and you're in your late 40s.
And you love to argue, and you always arguing. Or that chick who's your friend, and she's in your house. You come home from work, they're talking, draw you into a conversation, and she starts arguing with you.
Yeah, all of that. I mean, I don't feel as if that's the person I need to get my relationship advice from.
Yeah.
That's just me. I feel like that if you have to be a person who, even if you've done a lot of dirt and you bounced around from guy to guy to guy, if you at a point now like, you know what, I've learned so much that I it's best for me, that I know in myself that I need to be single because there's stuff that I messed up on. And if you see me heading down something you were about to do, or you did at a certain time, and you tell me, hey, man, I did that, I'm going to tell you right now that's not the way to go because blah, 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 that's different. That's not, I mean, like I said, I agree with what she said, though.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah, I just think it really depends on the situation, on the person, on the trust level.
If you got that girl who every time you wanna vent to your girl about something your guy's doing and she dives off into screw dudes because dudes is always this and dudes are the generalization, that don't help you.
I mean, exactly. That's my point. Maybe that's what I was saying. If you go into a point where you just basing everything off your past because of the dumb choices you made, and that's another thing that blows me about some women is that they would pick the most ignorant person to be with and
categorize all men into him,
yeah,
and say, for this idiot, every dude's like this. And then you tell and you put that seed in all your girlfriend's head, and now that plant, that seed becomes a plant, and now she wants to spread all them seeds to all her girlfriends, and now you have a society, a group of women who just say, you know what, men are stupid, we ain't going to do this,
mm-hmm,
we'll just hang around each other.
Yeah, and that works vice versa, too.
We said that. Yeah. Immature dude who, when you think that's your friend and you vent to him and he getting all hoes is this and hoes is that, just
mm-hmm,
the fact you talk about your girl or your wife to this dude and he breaks into some generalization about hoes should be red flag for you right there.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no doubt. So
818-514-1202.
Yeah, I just think our infrastructure is all messed up.
Okay, well then, what about people who are lazy in bed? Do you feel like they bring that stuff when it happens, when the cheating happens? Do you feel like they brought that stuff on themselves? If you're lazy or lackluster in the sack,
I guess to a certain degree, but then you have to, you know, have.
If dude is asking for a particular type of event to happen, and you don't want to, you especially if you started off when y'all were dating,
you started off doing that.
3 years into the marriage, all of a sudden, I'll take a pass. You're setting up a problem.
Well, it might have been something that you did to, you know, change the...
Well, started. Right.
No, it ain't a matter of not starting it. You know,
okay,
it probably was cool when things started, but something may have happened during the course that, you know, turns the other person off.
All right,
let's just
delve into something in particular, right? Let's just,
okay,
that way we can make it easier for us all. Say you was like, you know what? The back door is open. Let's just say you said...
You mind if I make a delivery?
You mind if I
drop
something off at the back door? Let's just say that you did that in the beginning. Like, you know what? I like him. Want to keep him around. This is something he's into. The back door is open. You start off giving him back door.
I came
access.
Looking for man's butt.
Nah.
What?
No. No.
Okay, I'm all the way confused now.
Nah,
what?
That you could cut the man's part
all
out
the
there. I came looking for butt. That would have been cool. But... And let's just say you not initiated, but you do say, hey, that's what I'm into. And you say, go ahead and do your thing back there, right? Now, you start off doing that you know this is what he loves. You know Wednesday's
and that's Prince Spaghetti Day.
And now he wants to go Wednesday. And you like, well, I don't want to do this. And he like, you know what? Yeah, I have been getting a lot of Wednesdays. So, look, we'll skip this week. Following week, he wants to go Wednesday. And you, nah, okay, you know, that's true, but, you know, maybe she's hurting. Third week, you still don't want to go Wednesday. And is dude entitled to say, you know what? You started off giving me Wednesday. I likes Wednesday. That's hump day. You're not giving me my dude, so I need to go Wednesday.
I'm going to say no.
No?
No, because, one, hopefully
what?
She's going to communicate. If she stopped Wednesday, maybe it's
yes,
because, you're screwing up. Yeah, you're screwing up my track. Right, you're shifting my liver.
You're messing up my Wednesdays.
Yeah, I could get that. But let's go with something simpler. Let's go with something simpler, like
you.
A little topper. You dating, you was giving toppers.
Oh, you got all the tops you needed.
And all the tops you needed. And 3 years into the marriage,
you
don't want to top no more. And he, hey, can
little,
you, hey, little, I'm here.
Need a little trim.
I'm here, right. And she like, or when she do, it's that attitude and it's lazy.
It's a lazy haircut.
only thing I can say to that is there must have been something that occurred that turned her off from doing it if she had been doing it.
Then it should be a conversation to be had.
Look, you know, I like right. My haircut.
Right. It shouldn't be because if you just shift, same thing with dude.
Yeah.
Same thing before we go all in on the women.
Yeah. Right.
Same thing with dude. If you was coming off the top rope when you was dating and you was coming with the flowers and then you was bubble bathing and you was putting all this effort in 3 years into the marriage. Now it's left, right, 1-2, 1-2, good night. You got a problem on your hands. Yeah. And if she's asking you, hey, you used to be Dwayne Johnson.
Where's the people's elbow?
Now you just Willie Pete. What are you doing? If she's complaining, I mean, it works both ways. If she's complaining,
right,
and if you're not gonna come off the top rope.
Yeah. But see, the reason I say it's slightly, very, very, very slightly different is because when women go out, it ain't mainly for the physical.
If the women go out, it's because you're lacking.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I've had conversations with females who love their dude's dirty draws, love them to death, would do anything for them, and they will tell you, dude ain't packing like that. He ain't delivering, but he's a good dude, and I love him. It gets me by.
But I miss getting packed.
Yeah, and they will stay there, though, because it's emotional that he's giving her. He's giving her that emotional thing. It ain't for
her.
Now, dudes will say, look, she ain't, and I need that because...
I'll say, you know, sometimes she might be with dude because, hey, you know what? He pays the bills. He's boring, but he pays the bills. Why would I mess up my roof?
But
Darnell got the lasso.
He hit it first.
But that's still bogus, you know, because at some point it's going to come to a head and somebody's going to get hurt.
Oh, and Lisa said, no, that's a roommate we talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for guys, how about, hey, when we met and we dating, you got more curves than the Indianapolis 500. You packing, you looking good. 3 years into the marriage, are we Bonbon City?
Yeah, that's like
we are. Yeah, I got you now.
Right.
I don't have health club. Why right. I gotta do that?
That's like my man says. Back in the day, you was looking good by far. Now you far from looking good.
I got you now. And hey,
I don't have to keep
you
up.
It's two people,
right,
but you making whole pot roast for two people and knocking it all out.
You knocking it all out. You leaving potatoes.
Are we talking about her or him?
We talking about her or him.
A whole
I'm saying one is trying to stay. I want to stay attractive to you.
I follow.
The female is working out great. If the dude is sitting back, you used to play football. Now all you do is watch it. Yeah. If you can put your beer on your belly and watch the game, got a problem.
Yeah, especially if you couldn't do it before.
Every time you come home from work, old girl is on the couch watching Maury, you got a problem.
Yeah, I mean, see, me, I was slightly in a situation like that. And because I run, I jog, I play ball, I do all of them things to try to keep some form of being fit. And to come back and, you know, when I met you, girl, you got these curves, no breaks. It's nice. And then it's just, so who brought the ice rink in? Like,
wow.
Everybody skates here. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So, I mean, and I give it, if you I do not expect, one, if women have children, I don't necessarily expect you to bounce back to your pre-pregnancy weight. I don't expect that. But especially if you pop out 2-3, whatever. But after time, you should at least lose. If you gained 40, you should drop maybe 20 of that 40 in a reasonable amount of time.
As long as you're trying.
Yeah, that's it's the try factor.
Try.
Because now you're going to initially, when the dude says, dang, you ain't did nothing, and he goes out and finds this little nice thick thing to get up with, you're going to initially call him shallow.
Right.
He's this,
you're right.
He's that. And it's like, you used to look like her. And I'm attracted to this.
Huh. Yeah, well, hey, if you date somebody and she's bringing the ruckus. Matter of fact, she's not bringing the ruckus. She's starting the ruckus.
Oh,
hey, you know what? Hey, let's try this. Let's try that. Hey, this is my pal. Let's do this.
Oh, that's nice.
You bringing it,
nice.
And then all of a sudden, you stop. We got him in now.
All
and
right.
Then let's stop. Let's just cut him off. Hey, I thought you, what happened to...
Nah, you don't need that now.
You don't need that now.
No, I agree with you fellas on that. You got to keep yourselves up. I mean, if you were thick in the beginning when he met you, okay. But, you know, you can't just go on packing on 50, 60 pounds. You know, that ain't cool. Because I wouldn't be cool with that either.
Talking about, yeah, so now you don't want me because I'm big.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't.
You was not big. Now you don't want me because I'm precious looking. Like, no, I don't know. I don't want you
not taking. You don't want them not taking care of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's all type of diabetes.
Right. Not just that. If you just all of a sudden, let's not do our hair no more. Let's just lay on the couch. Just all day.
I have a problem.
Well, that's gonna be a snore, a fire.
No, that's just laying on the couch. Yeah,
that's
laying on the couch. All of you don't care. All you when you get up to go to the fridge, you attacking Tokyo.
I don't want to. Yeah, it's nothing like seeing a woman crawl through a fridge. Like I ain't even crawl through a fridge.
Yes.
Like,
you know,
like the
You know what?
Like,
you know what's irksome? To come home and your woman done made dinner. But she's also ate dinner.
Oh, that's bogus.
Yours is in there, but I've eaten already.
You took too long. You letting my smell out.
That happened to you before.
I know so. I've came home and someone knocked out an Eli's cheesecake, and I said, okay, this is about the end.
Okay, it is not me.
No.
No, I know. I'm saying, considering I make cheesecakes, that's why I need to make sure
I put Eli's.
That Oh yeah, ugh. Eli.
I don't, you know. Look.
All right, is it getting there? You got something on your bird.
Look,
I'm a young fella, right? Let's just keep it there. I'm a young fella initially. Now, being a young fella, right? We tend to want. I don't get a lot of. I don't get the home cook joint. Because I'm not in a position to get the home cook joint. So all I do is hear stories. Though, when I hear about brothers complaining about getting home, man, I don't see it, man. My woman ain't cooking for me, this, that, and the third. And I be wondering, like, what's the big deal about a home cooked meal? Because I've never got to experience the whole home cooked meal. I've had dinner cooked for me,
right?
But I've never got to experience that on a basis where guys are expecting it when they get home.
Right, you come home, you hit the dough, you smell food.
Yeah, I never got the importance to guys as to why. You know, I'd be quick to, hey man, yeah, give me that steak right there over easy, bring it to the crib, and.
I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah, no, I'm like Fred Flintstone when I hit the driveway. I'm coming out the driveway. Wilma. I'm walking up the stairs. Yeah, bust some pots. Yeah, bust them pots.
See,
bust them pots.
But now, let me ask you this. What if you get with a person who doesn't know how to really cook? Though she's trying. She doesn't know how to cook.
She's
no,
trying.
You still have somebody
cook.
Who can. Your mom,
right.
Your auntie.
Your mama, you're right. Or so, or y'all go take cooking classes. Hey, there's nothing wrong with busting pots for your woman, too.
Oh, no, absolutely.
If I get home for my woman, I have no problems with making some dinner. Matter of fact, I get upset because I will call you where you at and how soon you're going to get here. Because I will time it to the second. And if you done lied about your time, and that dinner sitting there, oh, I'm upset.
How dare you?
I'm
come
upset.
In a little earlier.
No, no, not earlier. Later.
Later.
Oh. How dare you come in slightly later when I just had this smell out here?
Yeah.
Now it's ruined. Now you throw your napkin down and go upstairs.
I'm like that too. Now, when I cook, I want you to be that front and center.
Yeah.
I want you to eat it while
it's
hot.
It's ready, eat it. Here, it's here.
I'm like that
eat
too.
Don't be coming in. Don't tell me you coming in at 6. And you coming in at 7:30 talking about all well trained. I don't want to hear that.
Right now, I'm approaching the tracks. This train doesn't came. I got you. Yeah, but
but the home cooked thing is special. It's something that every person should have. You know, it's that welcoming that, hey,
I believe that.
You know, you home, you deserve this. You know, get you know. Just make you feel good.
That
you know?
Goes back to that appreciation thing, though, man.
Yes.
I don't understand. Help me get this.
Okay.
Guy goes out every day, especially if you're a person, a woman who don't work, and a guy goes out. He goes to school, and he does all these other things. But hold on, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. We got to call him.
Yeah, we got a call. 262, you're on with the True Brothers. What's your name?
This is Devon.
This
Scott
is Devon Scott Cole.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Devon Patrick, how you doing?
I'm good. What's cracking with you?
Not much.
They kind of puzzled me a little bit.
Okay.
And you said that you left that home.
Now, I never said never. I said it was never on a regular basis.
Clean it up.
I said it was never on a regular basis.
Oh, okay. Because if you are a picky eater, and you don't eat everybody's food, of course you're not going to get that every day because you're not the person that eats everybody's food. You have your specific. So I just want to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah, but if a person has selective food that they eat, why not have that selective food, whatever it is, out?
If you make it dinner.
If a person likes three things, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday could be one of those three things. Thursday and Saturday could be another one.
Which is a good question. Matter of fact, I'm gonna ask you, Ms. Scott. Do you feel like you should make a meal for your man, even though it's something he don't eat? Let's say he don't eat pork, but you want to make him pig skulls. Do you feel like, okay, well, I made it, you should eat it, though you know he don't partake in the
food? No, absolutely not. I believe if you're in a relationship, you're gonna know the do's and the don'ts.
There you go.
You know, if he don't like that money and waste it, he's not gonna eat it. Pork is bad for you anyway.
Woo! That's right.
I make a meal that my family can enjoy as well as me, too, because it's not just about my man.
All right. Thank you for your comment.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
that. Because we know you could be with the Bulls right now, so we definitely appreciate you hanging out with us.
No problem.
No problem. Thank you for asking.
All right.
No problem.
So that being what I was saying, I forgot my statement that I was about to make. Barnacles.
Did he say barnacles?
He said barnacles. He said barnacles.
Oh, man. I forgot my statement that I was making. But, Naganugan.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
I just think overall, if we know our roles, we can play our part. You know what I mean?
With saying, oh, that was it. If you're the woman who stays at home all the time or whatever like that, the dude goes out, he pounds the ground, he does his whole, he goes out, he works, he brings home the check, he does all of this. Why isn't it a factor or a true of some importance to show the simple appreciation to the guy? So even like you were saying, why don't women see that part, though? Like, why do you feel like, not you, of course, but why do some women feel like he's going out, he's making it work, he's doing his gender role as being the man? Why wouldn't you do the supposed gender role of being a woman at home? Some women. I'm not saying all, because I would never say all, ladies. Some.
Mm-hmm. So I guess what you're saying, she's not working, he's working. Why didn't she, like, clean up, cook, and do all the things, hold the house down while
he's
gone?
Right.
Okay, I can't answer that because that's what I do.
Okay, so why do some women, and I don't mean, you know, I didn't necessarily mean you, of course.
No.
I was saying, like, why do you believe, rather, that some women don't do that?
Why do I believe? Because they feel a sense of entitlement. You know, they feel, because you have a lot of people who have this mindset that the man is the breadwinner. He's supposed to go out, and he's supposed to get this, and he's supposed to get that. But see, you can't have it both ways. You can't want your man to go out there and work and break his back for you, but then, on the other hand, you sitting here crying out that you're an independent woman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't necessarily have it both ways in that regard. We're in a society now where both people have to work. Women work, men work, you know, barely anybody is staying at home anymore to rear the kids or anything else.
Right.
So I think it's just, you know, we have a twisted, some women have a twisted sense of entitlement when it comes to that. And that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do this, and I'm supposed to sit here and spend all the money and look pretty.
And I totally agree. I agree with that, you know, even to a point where you had said that both people are working. I mean, sometimes, like, the somebody loses a job.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's important for the other person to pick up the slack or whatever else. Like, you both can work and have kids and then come home and the house is a mess. You're both tired. You're like, you know what, just not tonight. We'll get it on a later date because we had to do this, chase kids around, put them to bed. We both tired.
Right.
I didn't feel like cooking. You didn't feel like cooking, so we'll just get something and boom, everybody's sleeping.
Right.
But that's when both people are working. And women, women, dudes too.
Because
the dude will sit at home while a woman's working and won't do nothing because he feel like, as a man, he shouldn't have to clean the house. Which to me, I don't understand that as a dude.
He no had no house. He wouldn't have
I don't
one.
Understand why dudes feel like, I don't have to clean the house. I don't have to watch.
But it goes
house.
Right back to what I was saying, that whole sense of entitlement thing. I'm the king of the castle. Though you stand in the castle not doing nothing, it's the sense of, you know,
That's more of a reason why I gotta clean the house. It's my castle. That's my castle.
I agree.
At a dirty castle. You looking at a dirty king.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah, it's just something that just bothered me, you know.
Well, we take more than what we give in relationships nowadays. I just see that, and it just seems like the state of relationships now. It's just so jacked up and broken.
Everybody cheat. Let's leave it.
That don't make it right.
It makes it real.
Let me say something.
There's too many diseases going on now. You can't even have casual sex with anybody anymore before you worried if they got cooties or something.
Hey,
so cheating is
maybe,
dangerous.
Maybe y'all need to act like a lady and think like a man.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, that will wrap this puppy up. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, in the queue. The Lisa Effect, thanks for hanging out with us. Really appreciate it. Tony, you know we love you. So that was just awesome that you hang out. And anybody who is not watching the Bulls or hang out with us, man, we appreciate it. Because the Bulls is what's hot in the street right now. So thank you very much.
Should check that school right quick.
But this was a good show. We'll be back next week with another hot one, man. We're going to be getting into the school closings in Chicago, and we're going to have a school principal on to give us his point of view of what's going on down there in Chicago. So that's going to be a real good one. Be sure to check it out with us. And, we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers.
Peace out.
Go.